This mid-autumn festival falls on September the 24th. This day is also called the Moon Festival and the Moon Cake Festival. As you can tell, both names are related to the moon. It actually plays an important role in how Chinese people understand family, reunion, and this very special day. To understand the origins and the story of the Mid-Autumn Festival, here are some interesting or surprising facts. Huang Shen, let's start with the origin of the Mid-Autumn Festival.
Cool. Firstly, I want to say Happy Moon Festival to everyone. Yeah. And here I have a background story of this festival. And the early form of the Mid-Autumn Festival was derived from the custom of moon worship during the Zhou Dynasty over 3,000 years ago. Mm. And during that time, Asian Chinese emperors, they worshipped the harvest moon in autumn as they believed that the practice would bring them a fruitful harvest in the following years. And the term Mid-Autumn firstly appeared in the book Rites of Zhou, which in Chinese is Zhou Li, and written in the Warring States period, which was from 475 to 221 BC. But at that time, the term was only related to the time and season, and the festival didn't exist at that point. Later on, when it moved to Tang Dynasty, people began to appreciate the moon because they think this is a ritual followed by those upper class. And following the emperors, the rich merchants and officials, they held big parties in their courts. And they drank and appreciated the bright moon. Music and dances were also indispensable. But the common citizens, they couldn't afford such a grand ceremony, and they just simply prayed to the moon for a good harvest. But later on, in the Tang Dynasty, not just the rich merchants and officials, but also the common citizens, they began to appreciate the moon together.
The Tang Dynasty sounds like a really fun time to live in.
Yeah.
I read somewhere that the women were a lot curvier during this time frame.
Yes. They have a different taste or aesthetic standards.
Must be the mooncakes.
Oh, actually, it's really interesting that you brought up mooncakes, Tony, because on this day, or actually just around this season, eating mooncakes and sending mooncakes to people you care, that's all a signature of this festival. Tony, from your experience of living in China, have you tasted the mooncakes before? Do you like them?
Well, I have a very serious sweet tooth.
Oh.
So as a teacher in China, a lot of my students gave me a lot of mooncakes during the Mid-Autumn Festival. And I have to say, I have certain favorites. There's one that has the red bean in the center.
Ooh.
And I eat a bit too many of those. And there's also another that has the nuts on the inside, which is irresistible to me because I love nuts. So, yes, I've gotten lots of mooncakes and, eaten probably a lot more than I should have. So I love mooncakes, actually.
Oh, that is great. And actually, the kind of nutty mooncake that you just described, it's been considered as a bit of a pariah in the world of mooncakes.
Yeah,
like Huang Shen, we've talked about this before, actually.
Yes.
It's usually called, I think, the five grains or nuts flavored.
Five nut flavor.
Yeah. And for some reason in China, it's increasingly losing its popularity.
Yeah.
There's different brands, aren't there? And, you know, all brands are not created equal. I think there was a certain brand that I got for, it looked like it was Russian. And it was like but on the inside, all of them were really good. And I mean, I'm not sure if it was a Chinese company or not, but it was just, every brand is different. And I received so many of them from my students that some of them tasted okay. And then some of them were just like, oh my God, I'd eat the entire package. So
yeah, certainly. That's one thing you should definitely check out if you're in China. That's called the mooncake. And there's also an interesting story about mooncakes in the Yuan Dynasty. And that's the dynasty that started from 1279 to 1368. And actually, the cakes became a secret weapon of the Han people's army. Huang Shen, do you know more about this story?
Yeah, because during that time and for those Han people, the mooncakes, which were unpopular among Mongolian peoples, and they used this kind of mooncake serve as the perfect vehicle for hiding and passing secret missives for Han people's army to overthrow the Mongolian rule. So in that time, they just used this as a weapon. That's really interesting. And also, I think the popularity of Moon Festival or mooncake, they peaked in the Ming and Qing dynasties, because during the Ming dynasty and the Qing dynasty, the Mid-Autumn Festival was as popular as Chinese New Year. And also, people promoted many different activities to celebrate a festival, such as they burning paper pagodas and performing the fire dragon dance. So for when we move back to the modern society, I think the Mooncake Festival become a public holiday from 2008, because nowadays many traditional activities are disappearing from mid-autumn festivals, but new trends have been generated. But of course, eating mooncake is a must-have during the festival.
You mentioned the fire dragon dance. Sometimes when I'm walking through the streets, during certain you know events, of course, I'll see about three or four people inside of this long like costume, and then at the head there's this dragon, and then they're doing a lot of acrobatic movements. Is this the dragon dance or the lion dance? How are they different?
This is similar. They also put on the dragon hat, and also a lot of people and trying to make in the shape of a dragon and dance together and trying to imitate the movement of dragons.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's something you'll probably see if you go on a. There are some parades, I suppose, on this day, and you can check that out. And it's... when we look at today's modern-day China, how are people enjoying and celebrating the Mid-Autumn Festival?
Well, it seems like people tend to focus on the theme of Thanksgiving and reunion, as a full moon symbolizes unity, which should resonate strongly in today's fast-paced world. The most common traditions for the festival are eating mooncakes and gazing at the moon. So I think looking at the moon, back home, it's we have kind of a similar concept. In the fall season, we have, we have Halloween, but most importantly, we have Thanksgiving, which has a similar concept of getting together with the family. And traditionally, it was celebrated by the Native Americans, where they, gave thanks to, you know, God for the harvest. So, you know, this celebration of being thankful for, you know, the moon and the harvest seems to run pretty deep in a lot of places in the world. So, yeah, it's very interesting how the cultures are so different, but also kind of similar as well.
Yeah, that is so very interesting. And that's something we find time and time again on Roundtable. Like, there are the differences, but there are also the similarities and commonalities that we share across culture. And sometimes I feel, wow, the world is actually a pretty small place. And when it comes to this day, the Mid-Autumn Festival, admiring the bright full moon is something that I feel that Chinese people see as rather romantic in a way, not you know, between man and woman romantic, but just a sense of romanticism. And it's also a symbol that you can relate to the family reunion, and also possibly people that you miss that are not here sitting with you at the table, but someone you care about deeply but is physically far away.
That's interesting you brought that up. I do a lot of painting in my free time, and I actually painted a painting similar to this concept where you have two people in two faraway places and there's a big moon there. So it's very prevalent also in Western cultures. For it's a bit melancholic, but it's definitely when you're longing for someone that's not exactly very close to you, but you have this feeling that since you're under the same moon, that you're not actually that far away. So it's a very similar concept.
Huangshan, do you feel this kind of special connection or association when you look at the bright moon on Mid-Autumn Festival?
I think when I was young, I deeply
You're still
felt,
young. Come yeah. on, look at you. You look like you're 15.
When I was even younger, and I really deeply felt this kind of homesickness, because I remember when we were in primary school or in a high school, we learned lots of poems. Mm. And whenever we read those poems, the poets, they usually use moon, the full moon, as a symbol for homesickness. So whenever you read that lines, you say, oh yeah, it's time for you to missing your family members and want to get the family reunion. So especially I think when I was in Australia, when I was studying abroad, I pay more efforts to celebrate this holiday than I was in China, because at that time you're really physically far away from your parents and your family. So a group of students and classmates will gather together and to try the mooncake. I think that's my favorite part of the Spring Festival. That's eat different flavors of mooncakes.
Of the Mid-Autumn Festival.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You brought up when you were in another country, you were far away from your family, but you still wanted to have some connection with some, you know, some close friends. It's a similar feeling as an expat living abroad, you know, when you know Thanksgiving comes around, which is probably the closest approximation to Mid-Autumn Festival. We tend to want to come together with, you know, other foreigners who celebrate Thanksgiving and try to have a meal together, because you really are far away from people that you're close to, and yeah, it's very important to just kind of keep that celebration in your heart. You know, it's something that, you know, we're all familiar with every year. So it's, yeah, it's interesting how you can be far away, but you still find a way to keep this holiday or this festival in your mind and in your heart.
Yeah. And I know lots of our listeners out there are probably rushing home, or you're already reunited with family and sitting at the same table, enjoying a meal and the sweet company of family members. And of course, getting out those round and sweet, well, mostly sweet, sometimes savory, but mostly sweet, mooncakes, and sharing the cakes and having a great time. And we're just very privileged to be possibly in the background when you're enjoying this day.
Yeah, I unfortunately the last couple of years I haven't been able to go home and celebrate, you know, this season with my family, but I'm looking forward to finding another family here in Beijing to celebrate it. So yeah, it's looking good.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
And this year, just prior the Mid-Autumn Festival, we saw there was some news about very expensive mooncakes that are being sold. And people are questioning why the price is so high.
Yeah, because usually we will use mooncakes as a present for our family, friends, or relatives or acquaintances. But recently, there's a report saying that those lavish flavored mooncakes are delicately packaged into boxes by Chinese star-rated hotels to cater for business gifts. And these high-end goodies can sell for 1,000 yuan.
Wow.
And which is, I think, a poor mess, but it's similar to maybe 150 US dollars or something like that. But recently, a price list of mooncake coupon was also spreading on WeChat, which showing the much lower selling price than labeled price of these coupons. For example, a mooncake coupon from a five-star hotel, Park Hyatt Hotel, only sells for 68 yuan with a label price of 268 yuan.
That's very interesting. I wonder about the quality of the mooncake. I wonder, I mean, 1,000 yuan sounds like those mooncakes must be very delicious at that price. But I'm wondering for with the discount, is that something that is a bit of a marketing plan to get people to buy more of them? Or is this a common practice for discounting?
I think this is we can think it from both ways. First of all, why those mooncakes are so expensive? I think they use some money to do the decoration or make the cover or the boxes, make them more delicate and also more eye-catching. And also at the same time, I think this is a marketing strategy. They want to create a sense of urgency, like, oh, we are now setting the price at maybe nearly 300 yuan, but now with a coupon, you can just buy it with a cheaper price. So the consumer may think, oh yeah, we are buying the mooncakes for a good deal. So maybe you didn't prepare to buy the mooncakes, but when you saw the word sales or the promotions or discounts, maybe you have more passion for the mooncakes.
That sounds a little bit like Black Friday in the United States. There's a lot of, you know, products around this time that go for really as a huge discount when the price was a lot higher before, and then when they give the discount, it's pretty much the same price, but they, you know, make the discount sound like it's so huge and a lot, and it works every year. A lot of people buy a lot on Black Friday.
That's quite interesting. And when you look at the Mid-Autumn Festival and the moon cakes that are selling at like hotcakes right before the festival, and once it get to the festival day, it's almost like they will go on, they will be sold at, you know, dirt price the next day, because unless you're a serious hardcore mooncake lover, then nobody buys after the festival. Yeah.
Well, I feel like you've already had your share with all of these discounts. You're buying mooncakes, you're getting gifts from friends, you're eating mooncakes consistently for probably a week or two, and you're just eating a lot. So, I would imagine on that day, everyone's kind of mooncaked out, so to speak.
Yeah. Actually, I think in the last few years, we've seen in the market of mooncakes, there's been some change. If you pay attention to news about China, there has been a frugality campaign led by the government for a few years till now. And I think, interestingly, that has affected some marketing and sales behavior as well. So now when you go to the supermarket, when you try to pick out some mooncakes, the ostentatiously decorated mooncakes are no longer here. And now what we see, it's more common, the mooncakes that's marketed towards an average person like me. And I don't need so many lavish decorations for my set of mooncakes, because I just want it to be delicious and hopefully affordable as well. Right. So I can enjoy it with my family. So that's also one of the changes that we've seen in the mooncake market. And you can argue that this is benefiting the consumers or the average the folks that want to just simply get the best deal and the good quality of food are benefiting from.
This is just a question about mooncakes in general. From what my friends tell me, mooncakes originally started at the home. Like, this was something that a lot of people cooked at home to give to friends and family. But now it seems like a lot more companies are preparing the mooncakes to sell for people. And I'm kind of, you know, in the United States, around this season, we do a lot of our Thanksgiving shopping or cooking at home. And then you can feel the love from the food when it's cooked at home. So I'm looking forward to eating some mooncakes this year cooked by, you know, people who make it at home. Is this practice still done, or is that something that's kind of dying off, or how do you feel about that?
Oh, I don't think so, because I think now people want to try more flavors than before, because I'm really a food lover. And like, I think now people's preference for the mooncakes are changing, because before people would like to pay for the decoration, the packages, or the brand instead of the flavor. But I think now people pay more attention to the flavor, because recently I saw a report and which saying now many young people, they are lining up for the mooncakes in Shanghai, because this is a very old brand, and they make the really not cheap but not very affordable price of mooncakes, and people are lining up for the new flavors because they are making the like hot and spicy crayfish flavor.
Wow.
And they're also making the cheese, bacon, meaty flavor. So people are line up just for the taste instead of the brand or the decorations.
I'm sorry, did you say cheese and bacon? Wow, yeah. It's just my concept of mooncake is sweet because it's a cake and it, you know, it has a covering with something sweet on the inside. So I can't say that I've ever had a salty flavored mooncake, but yeah, mm-hmm. for some reason, it just sounds a bit awkward to have this kind of cake.
That's really to my surprise because I have a friend who's from Shanghai, who's a Shanghai local. And I remember the first time we celebrated the Moon Festival together, and she asked me, like, oh, do you want to try some preserved Sichuan pickle flavor mooncake?
Mm. Pickled, wow.
Wow, that's a very strong taste. And I said, oh, I prefer some sweet mooncakes. But she said, oh, you should try the salty flavor mooncakes. That's way better than the sweet mooncakes. I think maybe for Shanghai people, they really prefer the salty flavor mooncake with fresh meat or some preserved meat inside.
Yeah, actually, my mom's from Shanghai. And I remember she always more or less complained that we only had the sweet mooncakes that we can buy here in Beijing. I think it's still pretty rare to get your hands on the traditional Shanghai type of mooncakes. And there's a couple of brands that come to mind that are really old kitchens that of course are big companies now because of the popularity, and they've been around for a very long time, and they produce such delicious meaty mooncakes that make my mouth water right now.
Wow. That sounds like you like the salty flavored mooncakes.
Yes, just listening to what Huang Shan said earlier, she's got my appetite up. Yeah, so the way that you eat those meaty mooncakes is that you can microwave it for, of course, if you can get them like fresh out of the oven, that's the best. But if you can't get that, then put it in the microwave for 30 seconds. No more, no less. And then you can just eat it. It's just at the perfect texture, and you can smell and hear the sizzle as well, because it's usually the filling is a chunk of tasty pork, and the coating of the mooncake is more like flakes. So it's a different kind of texture than the usual sweet mooncakes we get.
So it sounds like it depends on really where you're from. It sounds like a lot of my Chinese friends that are from the north, they tend to like sweeter mooncakes, and people from the south apparently tend to like cakes that are a bit more on the salty side. So I think most of my friends are from the north, and I just have a sweet tooth, so I just love sweet mooncakes. But the mooncakes from the south have a lot of similarity to back home what we would call like a pot pie. You know, we stick it in the oven, and it's like a pie that's completely covered, but on the inside you'd have some chicken or you would have some different foods, but it's definitely salty. So that's what it sounds like. It's very similar to the U.S. in terms of taste.
And also, when you look at China, considering how vast a country it is, when we talk about the South, that is also vast territory. In Shanghai, you get these meaty mooncakes that make my mouth water. And if you go even further south to Guangdong province, and if you go to Hong Kong, they also
have the snowy skin mooncake.
But
that's
always
my
sweet.
Favorite.
Tell me more about the icy mooncakes.
Yeah, and the out layer of the mooncake, it's just made of sticky rice or something. You need to put the mooncake into the fridge. And when you want to eat it, you need to put it back to the room temperature maybe for half an hour, then you can get the best texture or taste of the mooncake. And usually the fillings are made of fruit or some traditional fillings like custard that tastes really good.
Yeah, that's so delicious, and I feel so hungry right now. We'll be back after this short break with more roundtable discussion.